Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go downstairs and inside the coach's office.
You know, my mind is on our team.
Right before tip-off, here's David Locke with head coach Quinn Snyder.
It's the Quinn Snyder Coaches Show.
Welcome to the Golden One Center. The 18-19 NBA season is upon us. Coach Quinn Snyder, Coaches Show. How you feeling?
Good. I think everybody's ready to start playing. And we've put, I think, good work in the preseason and time to get it going.
Big picture. You finished the year on this incredible run. How did you evaluate what of that run was real and what were the areas where, okay, there's some circumstances that allowed us to get that hot?
I think it wasn't about comparing. We were a different team at the end of the year, right? So we had some personnel changes and a number of things happened. And we had some, primarily, we had some guys grow up and some guys get healthy. So, you know, I think it was important. You know, there were some things that we grew. Hopefully that growth doesn't, we don't regress in some of those areas. But I think the assumption was that that's the team that we are. And from that point, I think I mentioned to you in passing that this has been really the most intense summer of kind of study for me and for the staff since we've been here, because there's a balance between, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But at the same time, to your point, let's not prepare like we were the team we were in December, but who we were at the end of the year, we want to be better, you know, and we're aspiring to something more. And as a result, you know, the fact that we do know Derek Favors, the fact that we do know Ricky Rubio, the fact that we know Donovan Mitchell, there's a push for all those guys to improve in ways that will help themselves and the team. And there's also, for myself, you know, trying to look at how can we get better. And a lot of times it's incremental, and it's something that a player has to do on his own to apply to the context of a team. But it's helpful for us to have them have that focus. And then often it's also some things that, you know, collectively we can do better to take advantage of our personnel and adjustments we can make. So it's a long answer, but it was a long summer.
For the first time in 9 seasons for the Utah Jazz, for the first time in your career as the head coach of the Utah Jazz, and interestingly enough, for the first time Ricky Rubio in his career, he will return to the same coach and you will return to the same point guard, and it's the first time since Deron Williams was the Jazz point guard this has happened. What does that do for you to have, for you to have Ricky back, and what do you think it does for Ricky to have the same coach back for the first time in his career?
Well, I think it's really an extension of my previous answer and your question, and that, you know, we've seen Ricky improve, and, you know, clearly we want Ricky to play the way he did, just like we want the team to at the end of the year. And part of that, though, is we want Ricky to keep improving. And so the continuity, the relationship, the trust, some of the success that gives you momentum and enthusiasm to build on, I think all those things are what we're, you know, working towards. And it makes me feel good, too. I think, you know, that position more than any other when we talk about continuity is significant, particularly with the way that we play.
The nation's eyes are on Donovan. What are you looking for from him in year number 2?
I just want him to compete and play the right way. Those are the things he did last year. And he's going to find himself in more and more situations that are going to challenge him in different ways. And we can anticipate some of them. You know, last year in December, we knew he'd start getting trapped with the ball. You know, you go on, we knew he'd have, you know, Trevor Ariza, he'd draw a number one defender. There all those different things. We knew he'd get top locked on his screens, which he didn't even know what that meant. And so now he does. And I think for him, you know, for us to be what we want to be, you know, he's the guy that you know, our offense, he's a catalyst offensively, but he needs help. You know, we can't put him in a situation where he's just got the ball and he's got to create his own shot all the time, you know. So I think some of it for him is, you know, learning to be even more efficient, which means essentially being able to score with more versatility, being able to read, pass, shot, and, you know, just like last year where you see him improve during the course of the year. Sometimes a player will get better and you won't know it. You know, like you could be better at the end of November than you were at the beginning, and maybe it's not showing up and people think you're not playing well. But sometimes those experiences help you improve, and then you have a jump. My guess is that we won't see the graph won't be going as vertically as it was, and there may be some flat periods, and then he's going to bump up. But, you know, one of the things about Donovan, and we feel this way about all our guys from a developmental standpoint is the summer's, the regular season is a lot longer than the summer. And if you have a mindset like, oh, I'm going to get better this summer, you know, it's like, you know, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution. Well, you know, January is a long way away, so we don't have to wait to start getting better.
That's head coach Quinn Snyder and the Quinn Snyder Coaches Show. Back with the Ron Boone Shooter Report next on the Jazz Radio Network.